USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As voters in New Hampshire head to the polls in New Hampshire on this cold and snowy day, it seems to be a two-horse race between Mayor Pete and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As far as what we can expect to learn from the New Hampshire primary, Neil Levesque is the executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He tells Fox News,
"It's always easy to go back in history and sort of compare presidential elections, but here's what we do know about the past, is that Bernie Sanders got 60% of the vote here 4 years ago, and so if he can sort of get those same people and create that momentum, and does he have a revolution? That's the big question that we're going to see tonight."
And Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a blueprint for destroying America. Without providing any specifics, Schumer also says it will hurt American workers. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It was a new ratings low for the Academy Awards on Sunday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Last year, the first hostless Academy Awards in three decades resulted in ratings that did rise year over year for the first time since 2014. So ABC and the Academy decided to go without an MC again this year. But instead of repeating the ratings growth last year, the 2020 telecast fell to the award show's lowest ratings ever. 23.6 million viewers tuning in on Sunday night, a 20% or 6 million viewer drop-off from last year. They do say that Parasite winning Best Picture was the most tweeted about moment during the show, and actor Joaquin Phoenix's acceptance speech for Best Actor was the second most popular moment.
I've been selfish, hard to work with, and I'm grateful, but so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed Reserve is keeping a close eye on the coronavirus, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In just the first week of this tax season, the IRS says they've processed nearly 13 million returns and issued nearly 4.3 million refunds. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some important reminders for this tax season.
Three major issues that are different this year than last year, right after the tax law change. Number one is that you no longer have to pay a penalty if you did not have health insurance. That individual mandate, it went to zero, so it's gone. No tax forms you have to file. If you got divorced last year and there is some alimony payment, alimony is basically now tax neutral, meaning if you pay alimony, you don't get to deduct it, but if you receive alimony, you don't have to claim it. If you were divorced prior to 2019, the old rules apply. And finally, if you are going to be able to deduct medical expenses, you have to be an itemizer, and it has to be more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So those are the big changes for this year.
A plan to lower prescription drug prices is gaining more support in the United States Senate. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley discusses how much money it'll save.
The bill that we voted out of committee would be saving the taxpayers $100 billion. It would lower Medicare out-of-pocket costs, and it would lower premiums.
Grassley is one of the authors of the Prescription Drug Pricing Reduction Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.